Hey guys, what's happening? Welcome to the 5 Minute Sports Podcast, where I, Karan Thadrani, give you the top sports stories of the day. So yesterday, there wasn't a show because I was watching the Rogers Cup and the Super Cup. And the Rogers Cup has been quite impressive. Of course, the tournament has been all about the local boy Denis Shapovalov and his impressive rise in the last few months. I was also watching an interview where Raonic has said how big a fan he is of Shapovalov. I guess we could see another Canadian coming into the top seeds next couple of years. I am recording this show a bit early actually, because in about 50 minutes from now, I've got a draft private league starting. So let me just quickly get done with the show. Let's get on with the show then, shall we?
The top story of the day.
That Andre Gray has signed for Watford from Burnley for £18.5 million. Which is Watford's club record signing. The English forward has signed on a 5-year deal, and Watford have kept up with the trend on Twitter by posting another eye-catching video. This one has a Football Manager influence. That's of course because Football Manager is the prime sponsor of Watford. But what about Burnley now? They normally play two up top, and now they've got Wokes, Barnes, and Jonathan Walters as the third option. I'm not sure that's such a good sell by Burnley. Moving on, Kyle Bartley has signed a 4-year contract extension with Swansea. Bartley was on loan at Leeds United last season. Moving on to the Serie A, Dalbert has been signed by Inter Milan for €25 million. I hadn't heard of this guy, honestly speaking, so I had to do a bit of research on him. And turns out, Liverpool were also making a last-ditch attempt to sign him. Anyways, Dalbert has signed a 5-year deal, and he is a Brazilian left-back, 23-year-old. Moving on to the English Championship, Sebastian Larsson has been signed by Hull City on a free transfer. Larsson was of course a Sunderland player until last season. Moving on to the Rogers Cup, which is currently going on, and the game I'm watching right now is Nishikori against Monfils, and wow, this has been one of the best games I've seen in the last few months. So Nishikori won the first set 7-6 and was leading the second set 3-0, and it was all against Monfils, and from out of nowhere Monfils won the second set 7-5, and Nishikori was again a breakup in the third set, and Monfils has gotten back to level terms right now. So the score right now in the third set is actually 6-6, and we're heading into the third set tiebreak. So if that gets done in the next couple of minutes, I'll definitely update y'all. I must say though, that I am a huge fan of Monfils. He just moves around the court as if he has no bones. Moving on to the other results of the Rogers Cup. Roger Federer was playing today in the Rogers Cup, and apparently he was playing after 5 years, if I'm not mistaken. It was a really easy match for him though, and he didn't have to break a sweat. He won in straight sets against local guy Peter Polanski, 6-2, 6-1. Other results include Roberto Bautista Agut, who beat Ryan Harrison in straight sets, 7-5, 6-2. Robin Haas beat Ernesto Escobedo 6-4, 6-1. Jared Donaldson beat Benoit Paire 6-2, 7-5. Diego Schwartzman beat Dominic Thiem. This is an upset. So Schwartzman won 6-4, 6-7, 7-5. Moving on to the women's results. Sibyl Kova lost in straight sets to Safarova, 2-6, 4-6. Catherine Bellis beat Svetlana Kuznetsova in straight sets, 6-4, 7-5. Elena Svitolina beat Daria Kasatkina, 7-6, 6-4. And finally, Garbin Muguruza won in straight sets against Kirsten Flipkins 7-5, 6-2. That's all that's there for today, guys. The game is still going on between Nishikori and Monfils, and Nishikori is currently leading 2-1 in the tiebreak, and Nishikori is on serve. So let's wait and see how does this one go. Whoa, Nishikori has got it back to level terms and it's 2-2. This is one hell of a match. I remember one of the points I was watching a bit earlier. I swear that was at least about 35 to 40 shots in the rally. It was never ending. Anyways, that's all that's there for today, guys. See y'all tomorrow. Yalla, bye.